Welcome to the Line Life Podcast. I'm Jeff Postlewaite of T&D World, and today we're bringing you more stories of the grit, courage, and inspirational teamwork that it takes to be a line worker.
Thank you for tuning in to the T&D World Line Life Podcast, produced by Endeavor Business Media, a division of Endeavor B2B. My name is Amy Fishbach, and I'm the head of content for T&D World and also the host of the Line Life Podcast. Before I dive into today's episode, I invite you to become part of our Line Life podcast community by searching for the Line Life podcast in your favorite podcasting app or going to linelife.podbean.com and clicking follow in the top right. We air interview-style episodes on the first and third Fridays of each month and also audio stories in our In Case You Missed It series featuring articles that appeared in our print magazine on the second and fourth Fridays of each month. If you have a comment on this episode or a suggestion for a future guest, please reach out to me. You can email me at afishbach@endeavorb2b.com or reach out to me on LinkedIn or Instagram at Lineman World. I'd love to hear from you. Now let's move on to today's episode. Welcome back to the In Case You Miss It series for the Line Life Podcast. For this episode, we're shining the spotlight on a feature that appeared in our field-focused electric utility operations section, which appears in T&D World 6 times per year. For February 2026, the article is titled "The Life and Death Value of Safety Oversight." This article was written by Kirk Coffey, and it's narrated by me, Amy Fishbach. The Life and Death Value of Safety Oversight. By providing this layer of protection, utilities can safeguard their field workforce. The line trade is considered one of America's top 10 most dangerous occupations, according to the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics, or BLS. Case in point, between 20 and 30 electric power line repairers and installers were killed on the job between 2011 and 2023, and in 2023, this number escalated to 40 line workers. In 2022, more than 2,300 line workers were injured severely enough to require days away from their normal work, and those in their first 5 years of service accounted for nearly 40% of injuries. Contributing factors could be lack of safety oversight, training gaps, and line workers with limited experience. Despite how vital safety is for any utility, the priority put on oversight can be pushed down by competing interests and complacency. Utilities, like every business, balance the cost of providing a service. Despite continued efforts to enhance training and engagement, recent statistics show that significant injuries and fatalities are occurring at a consistent rate. An employer's reliance on safety oversight varies based on past experiences, the availability of resources, and reliance on contractors. But regardless of the factors, a case is to be made for increased reliance on qualified safety professionals. A culture under strain. Factors like worker shortages are compounding an existing challenge. The industry must fill out its ranks while tackling an increasingly large workload. A shortage of skilled workers has accelerated promotions among utility and contract crews. It is not uncommon to find foremen with only 5 years of experience. Per the BLS statistics, this is the higher end of the experience range with the most injuries. Many line workers sign on for storm work because it offers lucrative, short-term pay. Meanwhile, utilities driven by blue sky workload and deadlines must ramp up crews who often have less experience. The result, a less experienced workforce than in years past, exposed to heightened risk. What is safety oversight? Safety oversight programs apply experience to mitigate risk. Unlike simple compliance checklists, oversight is active and on the job site. Trained observers go into the field comparing real-time practices against utility safety manuals and OSHA standards and offer crews feedback on the spot. Done well, safety oversight reinforces fundamentals like insulate and isolate. For example, inspectors reinforce safety practices with crews, like avoiding putting oneself between two differences of potential and ensuring protective cover-up is applied correctly. Although slowly booming into position and properly applying rubber hoses to dead-end shoes, bells, and conductors takes more time, a crew working in this manner prevents injuries and fatalities. Oversight stops unsafe shortcuts before they become tragedies. These programs give utility executives insight that only a critical eye in the field can provide, something management doesn't always have the time or staff for. This is not theoretical. In fact, good oversight programs reduce the total case incident rate, or TCIR. A few years ago, an East Coast utility built an internal oversight unit for its distribution system. The initiative drove down serious injuries and fatalities. When the program was scaled back, accidents tripled. The lesson: oversight is a shield to ever-present risks. Spending to reduce costs. While there is no agreed-upon or mandated ratio of safety professionals to line workers, the National Association of Safety Professionals does offer a formula utilities can use. The NASP formula accounts for factors like the nature of the workplace and degree of hazards present. For utilities, investing in safety oversight and serious injury and fatality, or SIF, prevention reduces costs and achieves the goal of getting line workers home the same way they arrived to work. The alternative is far more costly. A single fatality can halt projects for weeks, ripple across states, and trigger stand-downs that delay projects or restoration for thousands of customers. A fatality forever changes the life of a family left behind. And for the utility or contractor that employed the lost worker, there are financial penalties and reputational damage. Regulators and investors also notice that a poor safety record impacts an investor-owned utility shareholders or a contractor's ability to bid on future projects. Insurance costs climb. Public trust erodes. Safety oversight is the right thing to do by workers, but also good business. Changing minds. The challenge, in part, lies in changing behavior on the job site. Line workers are independent, resourceful, and not always eager to hear from management or third-party observers about how they should carry out their job. Oversight works when observers collaborate with crews rather than lob critiques at them. Connecting with the crew by sharing stories about what an inspector experienced as a journeyman or foreman helps deliver the safety message. For instance, reinforcing the importance of PPE for the eyes might resonate if an inspector shares a personal story of how a snap guy wire blinded a line worker who wasn't wearing eye protection. Observers build trust by working alongside crews. The best safety professionals offer praise, along with correction. They demonstrate that oversight is not about bureaucracy, but protecting life and limb. Line workers are like firefighters. Both vocations draw people who are proudly committed to what they do. Successful safety oversight programs ideally pull inspectors from the trade. With that experience, the inspectors show they are on the job to help. A growing need. Employment for electrical line workers is projected to grow 7% from 2024 to 2034, according to the BLS, faster than the average for all occupations. Each year, roughly 10,700 new openings will emerge, driven largely by retirements and turnover. That means thousands of new workers will need to master the hazards of line work. Without safety oversight, new groundmen and apprentices will face more risks. For utilities and contractors, safety oversight is not an optional cost, but an operational necessity. Utilities should stand up independent programs, whether internal or third party, as part of daily practice. Inspectors for these programs must collect data, provide trend analysis, and report on what they find so there is accountability and improvement. Our industry can choose to run equipment to failure, but we can never think that way about the people who maintain the grid. Safe work practices and safety oversight stand as effective tools to prevent fatalities and injuries. Safety oversight typically produces critical coaching moments in 20 to 50% of observations. Oversight is not about slowing down the job. It is about ensuring that the men and women who climb poles, string lines, and restore power return home safely every day. And now here's a little bit about the author. Kirk Coffey is the Director of Client Solutions at ATK Energy Group, the parent company of Victory Powerline Services. Over the past 26 years, he has gained a reputation for his commitment to improving organizational safety and efficiency in the electric utility industry. As CUSP and former contract manager for an investor-owned utility, Coffey has more than a decade of experience in operations, workforce leadership, and storm restoration. If you want to read this article online, go to tdworld.com/safety-and-training. Also, if you are a utility professional, a field manager, or a line worker, and you want to contribute an article to T&D World or work with me to share your story, make sure you reach out to me at afishbach@endeavorb2b.com. We want our readers and subscribers to come home safely at the end of each workday, and that's why we share these stories to help inspire you to work safely in the line trade. Also, if you have any high-resolution, vertical color photos of your line workers out on the job, you can email them to me for inclusion in a future full-page photo department called Parting Shot, which is included in our electric utility operations section 6 times a year, along with our Faces of the Future department, which highlights apprentices. I look forward to hearing from you, and stay safe out there, line workers. Thank you for listening to this episode of the Line Life Podcast produced by Endeavor Business Media, a division of Endeavor B2B. Be sure to subscribe or follow the Line Life Podcast in your favorite podcasting app so new episodes will be delivered straight to you. For more insights, you can visit our website at tdworld.com/podcasts or linelife.podbean.com. You can also connect with us by following us on Instagram at LymanWorld or on Facebook, LinkedIn, or X. Thank you so much for listening to this episode of the Line Life Podcast.